Children, you listen to the poem Going on a Holiday. Now, let us know meanings of some keywords.
Glossary. Fun.
Interesting thing.
Climbing.
Going up.
Building.
Making.
Castles.
Forts and towers made of sand.
Kith and kin.
Friends and relatives. Children, now answer these questions.
Which fruit does the poet eat?
Which fruit do you like?
What does the poet do with her sisters and brothers?
Who does the poet fly kites with?
What way does the poet have fun?
What does the poet build? Children, let us listen to the story, Grandmother's Gift.
Ahmad is a farmer. Nasima is his wife. Ahmad and Nasima have two children, Asif and Fatima. They wanted to buy clothes for the children to celebrate the Eid. They took the children to a garment store. The children liked some clothes there. Asif chose a white shirt and a pair of black trousers. Fatima selected a blue frock. Ahmad paid the bill for them.
The family came back in the evening. At the gate, Ahmad found a letter in the letterbox. It was a surprise. A gold-colored envelope fell from it. It was very attractive. Who would have sent it so early?
Open it! Open it! Shouted Fatima. Ahmad eagerly opened the envelope. There was a letter in it. Asif took the letter and read it.
Hooray! We won a free holiday trip, Asif shouted. They all jumped for joy. I hope it's to the seaside, said Asif.
I can swim in the sea and make sand castles.
No, I want to go to a hill station and enjoy the fresh air there, said Ahmad. No, I would like to visit a museum. I can see many ancient things there, said Fatima.
Where would you like to go, Mum? Asif asked. I'm ready to go wherever you decide, said Nasima. They started arguing. Where to go? Beach?
Hills?
Museum? They could not decide.
Children, let us go in and decide, said Ahmad. They went in and argued until it was dark. Then the phone rang. Fatima answered it.
Where do you think the phone call was from?
Hello, this is Happy Holidays. You have won a holiday trip to Vizag, said the voice on the phone. Really? I can't believe it, said Fatima. It's true, said the voice. Madam, that's where my grandma lives, wondered Fatima. Yes, dear, this is your grandma. And you are speaking to your grandma, informed the voice.
The envelope, the gold-colored envelope, it flashed in Fatima's mind. Wow, Grandma, you have played a trick on us, she said. Now I understand that you sent the envelope. She was thrilled. I want all of you to spend your summer holidays with me, said Grandma. With great pleasure, Grandma. We will have a great time, said Fatima.
They packed their bags and left for the grandma's place.
Children, let us know the meanings of some new words.
Glossary.
Celebrate.
Do something enjoyable.
Garments.
Clothes.
Pay.
A set of two.
Trousers.
Pants.
Envelope.
Thin paper case.
Attractive.
Good looking.
Eid.
Muslim festival.
Castles.
Large strong buildings.
Museum.
A place where interesting objects are kept.
Argued.
Spoke to each other forcefully.
Wondered.
Wished to know.
Thrilled.
Felt good. Children, now answer these questions.
What surprised us's family when they came back?
Have you ever been on a holiday trip? If yes, where?
Where will us's family go in holidays?
Where would you like to go on a holiday trip? Why?
You played a trick on us, said Fatima. What was the trick?
Grandma used the envelope and the phone to invite Asif's family. Which one did you like? Why? Children, let us listen to the story. 9 or 10.
A young man was taking 10 donkeys to a neighboring village. The young man and donkeys walked a few miles. He was tired. He felt like relaxing a bit. So, he got onto the back of a donkey. He felt happy.
He wanted to check if all the donkeys were there in the herd. So, counted them. There were only 9. One donkey was missing. At once, he got down from the donkey and walked back in search of missing donkey. He didn't find any donkey. He was sad.
The young man went back to the donkeys. There he found all the 10 donkeys. Again, he mounted one donkey. This time, he wanted to be careful. He counted them again. They were 9.
He was surprised and he got down from the donkey and started looking for the donkey again. But there was no use. He quickly went back to the donkeys. He counted them again. And it was surprising. All the 10 donkeys were there. They were walking lazily.
The young man wanted to be very careful this time. He cursed himself. He got onto a donkey again. He counted the donkeys. One was still missing. He said, "I would rather walk and have all my donkeys than mounting on it and lose one."
Children, let us know the meanings of some keywords.
Castles.
Neighboring.
Next or nearby.
Relax.
Rest and become calm.
Herd.
A group.
Counted.
Numbered.
At once.
Immediately.
Mounted.
Got on.
Missing.
Not found.
Repeated.
Did it again. Children, answer these questions.
Where was the young man going?
How many donkeys were there in the herd?
How was the donkey missing whenever he counted?
Suggest another title to the story.